Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The story, this tragic death of a woman at a contract office has captured the hearts of many people. And we wanted to understand a little bit more about this. To help us examine these issues, we're joined this morning by Michael Bagram. He's a South African politician, a labor lawyer. Michael, welcome back, and thanks for joining us. Why do you think it is that the story is attracting so much attention?
Well, you've got to be very careful with social media, because at the end of the day, one person who might have a gripe against the company, and it looks like everyone's jumped onto the bandwagon. I've been trying to follow this issue because obviously it's got a labor law side to it, because now everyone's alleging that they didn't allow the lady that died on her sick leave. It appears that that's not entirely true.
Uh-huh.
The company hasn't properly investigated it. We're still waiting for the investigation to take place.
Mm-hmm.
But a week before that, she had asked for sick leave for one day and had given a medical certificate, and she had taken that one day sick leave. There's no proof at all that she'd asked for further sick leave. And so it looks like the chattering masses on social media have made an issue out of it. It's actually terrible for the company.
It's actually not fair for the company. It really actually isn't fair, because obviously she was ill and tragic that she passed away, but it doesn't mean that it's the company's fault.
Absolutely not. But I think the message needs to go out to the public is that if you've used up, because they're saying she used all her sick leave and they wouldn't grant her any further sick leave because it and I, all the sick leave had been used up. But sick leave is always available to anyone, anytime. As long as you're sick and you can't actually work, then you're entitled to sick leave. It doesn't mean that if you've used up all your paid sick leave, it doesn't mean you can't take sick leave. And in fact, I was speaking to a group of students, labor law students, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I explained to them there's a big difference between paid sick leave and sick leave. Sick leave is granted in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. If you're sick and you can't work, then you must take off. You might not get paid because you might have used up all your sick leave. And so there we have it. We have the sick leave in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. You are entitled to paid sick leave over a 3-year cycle, 6 weeks worth of sick leave. In other words, if you do a 4-day week, then it's 6 times 4 days that you would get paid. Or if you're under 6 months employed in a company, you would get paid one day for every 26 days worked. It does not mean if I have a motorbike accident, God forbid, and I'm in hospital for 6 months, it doesn't mean I can't take it as sick leave. That I'm entitled to my sick leave I'm entitled to take it. They might not pay me for that time. They might only pay me 3 weeks worth of leave, sick leave. So you got to understand that. There is also a schedule to the Labor Relations Act, Schedule 8, which says that you can dismiss people if, unfortunately, they're so ill that they can't be of value to the company, and you have to go through a process beforehand. Now, in this particular instance, this lady was sickly, had gone to the toilet, had died in the toilet, and now everyone's come out with almost like a witch hunt against the company. And I've also noticed that a lot of the people that are posting on social media have got a gripe against the company. They've either been dismissed or they've left or whatever. And unfortunately, companies are at the mercy of social media. Everyone gets their news from radio and social media. They don't get it from television and newspapers anymore. So the two medium that we have news, a company can't fight that. You can't fight social media. You can't fight radio.
So do they have any recourse, the company? I mean, it's very hard to go. And who are you going to?
How do you get recourse? How do you, there are 1,000 people have posted on social media. You can't sue them individually. It's very difficult. I mean, it's like the people who are all ganging up against Cape Union Mart.
Yes.
And, they're fighting a battle which is almost an amorphous enemy. It's very hard to pin them down. And, of course, we've got freedom of speech in this country, and, it's very difficult to go and prove that this is defamatory or you've lost money or whatever. It's very difficult. So a company is on the back foot on a situation like this. And I feel sorry for them. I've been through this with clients of mine where someone claims that they were, and that we had a specific case where someone was sexually harassed. She was sexually harassed at the company. The company then fired the individual that had sexually harassed her and offered her help, such as psychological help and time off. In fact, they offered her 3 months off and to pay for a psychologist, psychiatrist, and any therapy she might need. And she went viral. And then, of course, they got attacked for 2 years on social media. And there was very little we could do. We had to get an interdict against the lady. But you can see the public say, well, she's sexually harassed. It's your fault. It wasn't their fault. Yeah. They had done everything they could do. And they dismissed the person who had done that. And then they offered her all sorts of help that she, and she didn't want it. She somehow wanted to have this gripe. And then, of course, the chattering masses all jumped in and all attacked the company. Sad.
You know, you know what, Michael, I'm so pleased I chatted to you about this because I didn't go into the story properly, but everything I was seeing was that this company denied this and they denied her that, and basically they created the impression that she was working in a sweatshop and as ill as she was, they insisted that she kept working. And that is the impression that social media created around this. And to hear that there is, you know, that to zoom out a little bit and look at the facts, we might want to find a villain in the story, but some stories actually just don't have one. And I think it's so important, this perspective.
Well, it is important, but we still don't know, in fact, the official version from the company. It might come out at some stage that they didn't allow any sick leave and she was scared that she might lose her job if she took sick leave, and therefore she'd, you know, I can understand that. And then they've got culpable. They're culpable for what they've done, and it's wrong. But I think the message needs to go out to the public that when you are ill and you feel you can't work, you must take your leave. You must take your sick leave. It might not get paid because you use it, but no company can say you have to be at work. You know, many years ago, I think it was about 15 years ago, some Australian companies, and I think it was in Sydney, had said to their staff, if you don't take your sick leave, we will pay you out at the end of the year as an extra bonus. And there were stories of people being actually wheeled in by wheelbarrow. They were completely
ill,
couldn't work, and they didn't want to lose out on that extra bonus, so they wheeled them in. And then their press at the time called it presenteeism as a new disease because people wanted that extra bonus. So there you have it on the opposite side. Sick leave is there so that you can stay healthy. You also don't want to come arrive at work with a horrific
and make other
COVID
people,
or whatever it is and make everyone else.
100%.
It is a vexed issue, and it's not so simple.
That is where we do need to leave it. It is 9 o'clock. That is all, unfortunately, we have time for this morning. And a jam-packed show. Michael Bagram, thank you for that. I hope you have a fantastic day. Keep listening to Chai FM.